Welcome, 5:39 as we jump into the entertainment news. And holy cow, is Miley Cyrus everywhere. As you well know, there was a lot of talk about her. Well, I don't know if you can call it a performance at the VMA, MTV's VMAs, but she did do what she did on stage, so I guess it technically qualifies.
She accomplished what she wanted. Everybody's talking about it.
That's exactly right.
That's true. Mission accomplished.
Yeah, mission accomplished. She's going to ride this all the way to the bank. Everybody's talking about it. She's a big splash. So there it is. She did exactly what she meant to do.
I think the funniest thing I saw from the VMAs was the Taylor Swift reaction to her old boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Who knew that Taylor Swift could swear like a sailor?
Well, apparently, I know that it was,
Harry Styles from One Direction, yeah.
One Direction was singing or talking about, you know, something, and the camera kept going back to
Taylor Swift.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, shut the bleep up, and was like, wow, okay, Taylor, let's put that in a song.
And now, in these days, the camera captures everything, and then it lives forever on the internet.
And people need... When you're going to an award ceremony, you need to think that everything you say or do is going to be on camera. You got to keep that in mind.
There's a picture of Will Smith and his family watching.
It's a fake.
There's a picture of Will Smith and his family. Now, they claim that they were watching Miley Cyrus's performance. They were actually watching Lady Gaga's performance.
Yeah.
And the picture of Jaden Smith, the young kid's face, is priceless.
It's like, what the heck is that?
What is this?
Yeah. Speaking of top paid celebrities, I give you now Forbes magazine top 10 highest paid celebrities of an update. Number 10, and it's actually a tie between Tiger Woods, Tyler Perry. Both made $78 million last year.
It's amazing that Tiger Woods, in a down year where he's lost endorsements, hasn't won a lot of time, $78 million. Wow.
Yeah. Number 9 is a tie between Lady Gaga and Jerry Bruckheimer. They both made $80 million last year. Number 8, Michael Bay, $82 million. Number 7, dropping all the way from number 1. Number 7 is Glenn Beck, $90 million last year. Author James Patterson, $91 million. Then it's a three-way for the fifth place. Simon Cowell, Howard Stern, and the author E.L. James, who put together the 50 Shades of Grey books, all made $95 million last year.
That's amazing. That no one would have thought that a radio career, which is essentially where Howard Stern started before he got that a radio career could bank you $95 million. Wow.
Look at Beck. Beck made $90 million, and he's the first one to tell you. He was a low-talent jock, you know, music jock. And well, you worked with him, didn't you?
No, I remember listening to him as a kid when my family moved from New York to New Haven.
Most of that money coming from his books?
No.
No?
No. Nope.
He owns a lot of the distribution for what he does.
All right.
Yes, he does. He has television, he has books, he has a magazine, he has a website,
he's
has
not
his radio
paid his
career.
Talent, he's paid as an owner.
Yeah, he's up there. Where do we leave off? Oh, Steven Spielberg is number 2, $100 million. And who do you think is the number one top paid celebrity of this year so far? It's a blast from the past.
I thought she would be further down on the list, but because we haven't gotten to her name yet, I bet it's Madonna.
What do you think, Big Ben?
Oprah Winfrey.
Madonna is it. Madonna is it. Oprah Winfrey has fallen out of the top 10. Ooh. She's now number 77.
Wow.
Any other celebrities that you want to just... Rush Limbaugh, 18th place, $66 million.
How about somebody like Paul McCartney? Is he on the list anywhere?
Paul McCartney's dead.
Paul McCartney's not dead.
Yeah, Paul McCartney died years ago.
Replaced him with the lookalike?
They did.
That was the big rumor when I was in junior high. We had a lot of fun with that in like 8th grade.
Let's see. Dr. Phil, Dr. Faker, made $72 million. Robert Downey Jr. made $75 million. There you go. All right. So in a movie and TV shows, there's the buddy, you know, Turner and Hooch.
Starsky and Hutch.
Starsky and Hutch.
How about Butch and Sundance?
Butch and Sundance. These have come to be known as the bromance, right?
Right.
Two guys with a close friendship.
I have no idea what that word means.
Who do you think? I've got a list here of the top 22, or do I have more? No, the top 22 bromances of all time as compiled by various Hollywood magazines.
These are movies?
Movies and TV. Who do you think's on here?
I mean, Starsky and Hutch and Butch and Sundance both have to be on the list.
Punch and John from
Chips.
Oh,
my gosh, man. None of those are on the list of the top 22.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I know. All right, let me go with the top 10. Harry and Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, jeez.
Well, that's a great gig.
Oh, God.
Dean and Castile from Supernatural. Michael and Dwight from The Office. All right.
Yeah, yes.
Will and Chickie from Good Will Hunting. Absolutely. Troy and Abed from Community. Woody and Buzz Lightyear from Toy Story.
See, this list was put together by a group of 20-somethings.
Andy and Red from The Shawshank Redemption. Kirk and Spock from Star Trek.
All right.
Turk and JD from Scrubs. And the number one list, Joey and Chandler from Friends.
Now, Turk and JD from Scrubs is on the list, but Butch and Sundance aren't. Give me a break.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
Let's see here. Stan and Kyle from South Park. Roger Murtaugh and Martin Riggs from Lethal Weapon. Felix Unger and Oscar Madison from The Odd Couple.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Piccolo and Gail Sayers is number 20.
From Brian's song.
Yeah. All right, and so there's the top bromances. Do I have to? Yes, I have time. You guys like the dance movies? Sure you do, Tom.
That would be negatory, Pigpen.
You don't like the dance movies?
I've never seen Footloose. I have never seen Dirty Dancing. I have never. What other dance movies are there? I've never seen any of the breakdance movies that came out in the 80s and 90s.
You know, I don't like that type of movie, but over the years, I've seen bits and pieces because they're on TV so darn much. You can't avoid Footloose if you don't. It seems like it's on a lot.
It was when I was in high school, I think, is when Footloose came out, and every 5 seconds, that horrible theme song to Footloose came out.
I've never seen Flashdance. I've never seen Breakin'. I have the soundtrack, though, in my record collection.
All right, number 15 is Flashdance. That came out in 1983. Uh-huh. Number 10 is Striptease, in 1996.
That was the one with Demi Moore?
Yes, it was.
Right.
I don't know.
I've never seen that, and you would think that I had.
Save the Last Dance in 2001 is number 9. Center Stage. Stomp the Yard. Number 7, Billy Elliot, 6. You Got Served, number 5. The Company, number 3. Black Swan, number 4.
That's the ballet movie.
Step Up, number 2. And the number 1 all-time dance movie, Dirty Dancing.
I've never seen any of them, and I'm thankful for that, actually.
I've seen a handful of those, and I probably shouldn't even ever admit to that. Probably. All right, there it is. That's all the entertainment news that I can stomach to bring you at this early of the morning. The Stumper, the Wayback Machine, and maybe some birthdays, if you're good, when we get back.
Trying to save money, and stuff comes up you don't even expect. Like, now we have cat problems. You guys ever had cat problems before? It's my first time. You know, I was on the road. My wife called up. She said she thinks our cat has, a bladder infection. What should we do? Cranberry juice? I have no idea, right? It's not my department. So she goes to the vet, $112.50, first treatment, right off the bat, okay? Which sounds like a lot, but I'm like, oh, we love our cat, yeah. But then if this one doesn't work, the next one's going to be like $700-$800. I'm like, whoa. I don't know about you guys, I love my cat. But, you know, I'm not in love with my cat. It's, I don't remember exactly what we paid for it. I'm pretty sure it was like free, right? Am I crazy? I mean, this is not a new cat, you know? This is a 88 Calico. Now I know what the Blue Book is on an 88 Calico. I'm pretty sure we're taking a bath. You know? Sorry, Ginger, you're totaled. I mean, I want to do the right thing, but I only have so much money. You know, what am I going to tell my kids 10 years down the line? Well, we had a trust fund, but then Fluffy blew a knee. Still cramped in 2-bedroom, but Ginger's respirator's doing great. It's $100 just to put her to sleep. You know, I know a guy can make it look like an accident for $50.
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.